communication station.
What is your ideal community? What does your ideal community look like?
How will we create a future that's not just an improvement, but one that is more deeply connected and fulfilling? The answer to that question for me is community.
It's My Town, Your Town, an hour about all the good stuff happening in our community. Good people doing good things, all moving our town forward in a positive way. And now here's the host of My Town, Your Town, Jim Strawn.
About anywhere. I have a wonderful zest for life, and I enjoyed my time away. Rode a lot of bicycles, swam a lot, got in the sun a lot, ate a lot of fish, had an absolute blast. We welcome you into episode number 12 of My Town, Your Town. And as you just heard, it is a show about good people doing good things to move our towns forward in a positive manner. This is day number 22,926 for me. I try to do that every single day. I'm very cognizant that we can make a difference throughout the day. Great lineup on today's My Town, Your Town. We're going to talk with my good friend Jeb to lead things off here in just a moment. Jeb is the CEO of Link. LinkWV.com will be the website. We're going to talk about the brand Link with him in just a moment. We have Mike Dupay coming in. Mike is the director of bereavement and spiritual care with hospice, and they have a wonderful camp back. They haven't had it for 3 years because of the pandemic, but Camp Mendehart is back, and it'll be next Saturday, July the 22nd at Camp Hightower, and we'll catch up with Mike Dupay and talk about what that camp is all about. And then we're going to conclude our hour with DJ EJ. EJ Price will be one of our guests today, and unless you're living under a rock, you know DJ EJ is one of the most hottest, entertaining guys throughout the state of West Virginia and the Kanawha Valley. He is a premier artist at what he does, and he is obviously a DJ, DJ EJ. So we got a really fun packed show. So to get things rolling, I really do appreciate Jeb Corey. Jeb, how are you, my friend?
Good, Jim, man. Thanks for having me on the show.
Yeah, it's great. It really is really neat to see you. And I mentioned you're the CEO of Link. Is that correct?
Yep. Yeah, absolutely.
So Link, L-I-N-K. I know it's radio for you folks that are dyslexic out there like me. I'm one of those guys, by the way. L-I-N-K, Link. And I'm not sure if I know what Link is. I'm going to ask you about that in a moment. But you're having a kind of a formal ribbon cutting. You've been there for a little while, but on Monday, is that July the 17th?
Yep, you got
Monday,
it.
July the 17th at 10:05 at 312 21st Street, West Charleston over there. Sometimes people call it West Charleston, some people call it North Charleston.
Right.
There's always a bone of contention with that. But you have a physical place over there, and we're going to have a little ribbon cutting, but let's talk to the audience a little bit. The reason I wanted you to come on is people see Link, and I'm not sure if they know what Link is, Jeb, so I'm going to give you the floor right there with what is Link.
Yeah, no, I appreciate that. So Link is actually three different brands, and we've been developing these brands over the last few years. The first brand that kind of popped off the shelf was Link Transportation.
Okay.
And it was really designed to take the best of both what I call traditional taxi work mm-hmm. and what I call modern taxi work.
Because your background is in some taxi work.
Oh, absolutely.
For years.
Oh, yeah.
With the C&H family.
Yeah. All kinds of transportation.
Lots of transportation.
Yeah, exactly. So you did taxi, non-emergency medical transportation. We do airport work, corporate work. And so
it was just a natural transformation to go to Link Transportation.
Yeah, exactly.
So what are you doing in that umbrella?
So what we wanted to do there is take the best of that old world type of transportation and mix with the new world transportation.
Yeah.
So you have the rideshare companies, Uber, for example, relatively large all over the country, all over the world. And so we said, how can we take the best of both worlds and make a better, or what we consider a better product?
Okay.
And that's where Link came up. We're linking the best of the old and the new together. And so we developed that, and there's Link app, and you can go to ridewithlink.com. But every single website I'm going to tell you tonight can easily get to from linkwv.com. So if you just go to link, linkwv.com.
There's your website.
It'll branch to all three brands.
linkwv.com. Linkwv.com.
You got it. But Link Transportation, we have an app out there, so you can use an app, you can use our website, you can still call us, you can get into us, and you can set up transportation. But we're going to do something new next week, and we call it Link PM.
Say that again?
Link PM.
Link PM.
And so one thing that we've noticed over the last few years, and I think this kind of developed out of the pandemic a little bit, is that it's more difficult to get a ride in the evening sometimes. The later you get in the night, the
smaller markets especially. Always. Bigger cities,
yes.
They're always out there.
But and it's really always
been
that way.
We're a small market.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Right.
Compared to most markets,
right.
Big markets.
Right. So we've kind of taken this Link PM idea to basically allow any type of driver who wants to do this, but primarily rideshare drivers, and between 6 p.m. and 6 a.m., they can get on our platform as a driver at little to no cost. So normally, if you're on another platform, you're splitting the fare, maybe even giving a majority of the fare to the rideshare company. With us, there'll be little to no cost because we want to try to get more drivers out there at night trying to make more money. And so we're going to launch that next week.
We're going to talk about the other brands here in just a moment, but I'm going to stay on Link Transportation. We're talking with Jeb Corey. Jeb is the CEO of Link. LinkWV.com is the website, and we're talking about Link Transportation. You've been in transportation, it seems like, most of your life, right, Jeb?
22 years.
Yeah. The evolution of that has been, it's fast and furious, no pun intended with the transportation fast and furious, but it's just ever-evolving seemingly quickly, and you've had to adapt, you've had to evolve, you've had to partner, you've had to change. How has that been for you, and you folks have done that?
Oh, absolutely. I tell you what, it's not easy. It's really not.
Right.
You have to kind of be on the cutting edge of technology, which luckily we have been during my tenure in the last 22 years. I know the industry very well. I know technology very well. I actually go all over the country, all over the world, actually. Next month, I'll be in Australia speaking at a conference about technology and innovation in the transportation world.
Sweet.
So we take what we know and what we've learned from being a part of the industry all over the country and all over the world, and we bring it back to Charleston and try to find ways that we can always make it better and improve upon it.
Link Transportation,
yep.
That's one of your brands.
Yep.
Link Local.
Yeah.
Link Local. I'm a local guy. This
right.
show is my town, your town.
God,
it's local.
Perfect for this show.
Yeah, Link Local. What's Link Local?
So Link Local is, again, it's a mobile application that anybody can download, and you put it on your phone, and it pulls up all the local small businesses, restaurants, bars, events. And, a lot of times you hear in our area there's not a lot of stuff going on, but we know that's not true. There's tons of stuff going on. But you got to go to separate websites or social media pages or Google this or Facebook this and whatever. And so our goal is to try to put everything into a app we call Link Local. Pull it up. It shows you events that are going on, small businesses that are going on. And then we can do some special promotions and some really cool things with Bluetooth beacons. And it's a really cool experience.
So this Link Local, I'm listening to you going, people have asked me to do something like this for 10, 15 years. And I just didn't have the wherewithal or the technology based, because I'm a local guy who seemingly knows what's going on
all the time. Yeah, you always.
And so people call me. I have my pulse, enough thumb on the pulse of the community, and I've always been known as the guy that knows every event going on. And I always thought, how can we organize that better? And Link Local is doing that. That's what you're doing. How long?
Yeah.
When did you launch that? And how's it going? And when did you launch it and how's it going?
Yes, it's been a side project really over the last few years. We've kind of had the app out there and we've kind of slowly been letting people see it, play with it, and we've been developing it. But again, that's the whole idea of this Link launch Monday is to officially launch that as well. So we're really going to put a lot of time and energy behind it over the next few months, get it out there. We want it on people's phones. We want people participating in it. We want other small businesses on it because we know how difficult it is to be a small business these days.
Yeah.
And this app will help market and promote.
So you go to your app store, what platform you're on, and search for Link.
Link Local.
Link Local for that one. That's a separate app?
It is a separate app.
So Link Local is a separate app.
Now, you can go to linkwv.com.
Uh-huh.
You'll see Link Local there. Click on it. It'll take you to the website. You can click on the little badge that you go to your app store and get it that way, too.
Is Link Local going to be friendly for small businesses to... Is there going to be engaging and interactive where they can put stuff on there, or do you have to put the stuff on there? How's that going to
work? It's a little mix of both. Yeah. So there's some stuff that we'll have to curate and put on there, but then there's other things that that the small business itself can post up there.
Yeah, I'm just trying to think, is, you know, if there's an event like this radio station is having Mountaineer Main Street at the end of August, right here in the St. Albans area.
Right.
And it's really fun. WVU football players are coming down. The cheerleaders are coming down. Is that something that, you know, the general manager, I'm looking out and see him in the hallway right now, is that something that he'll have access to put on that? Or does he call you and say, hey, can you put this event on Link Local?
So there's two ways. You can call us and we're more than happy to do it.
Okay.
There's also a calendar that you guys can utilize. And or if you already have a calendar, you guys might have an event calendar here at the radio station, right? If you have that, we can connect it with ours, and every time you update it, it updates ours.
Like my phone's a pretty hot calendar,
right? No doubt about it. Exactly.
I have lots of events in there, and there's like you said earlier, and I love this about this market in Charleston, West Virginia. And when you say to me, Jim, there's just nothing to do here. I'm bored. I'll give you like 5 seconds, and then I'll try to talk with you. And then if you go, no, then I'm like, I'm out.
You're right.
There's something to do here, guys.
There's tons of stuff
so
to do.
So much. Yeah. I'm overwhelmed with the goodness that happens here. And that's the platform of this show, to talk about the good things and the good events and the good grassroots things that are happening out there to move our towns forward.
We even have a cool feature on the Link Local app where if you're a food truck, right? So there's been a lot in the food trucks over the years here. So we have a thing where a food truck operator can have a little app widget on their phone, and they can check in. And whenever time they check in, they show up on the map in the Link Local app. So if there's 5 or 10 food trucks somewhere and they all check in, you can then see where that food truck is in real time on that day and time.
I know we've had quite a few wonderful food trucks down at the Moses Auto Group Live on the Levee this Friday.
Oh, yeah, tons of them.
Jeb, you've been a part of Live on the Levee for years with the Intoxitaxi, and we appreciate that service. You've been overserved down at the head of Riverfront Park. They'll get you to the house. They'll take you right home. It's really a nice service. But so you know the food truck are lined up down there, and sometimes they're at a park, sometimes they're at Magic Island, sometimes they're down at St. Albans City Park. There may just be a conglomeration of 5 to 10 food trucks showing up at a baseball tournament or something.
And you may never know where they are, but our app gives that capability to the food truck operator to say, this is where I am.
I can't wait to download Link Local, but you can also go to linkwb.com to find out how to get all these things downloaded. We're talking with Jeb Pori. Jeb is the CEO of Link. They're having an informal, they're official, they've been there for a little while, but they're having their official ribbon cutting ceremony, all invited, at 312 21st Street, West Charleston, over on the North Charleston area, close to the North Charleston Community Center, if you know where that is. But about 10 a.m. on Monday morning, July the 17th, 312 21st Street, a formal ribbon cutting. All welcome, right, to stop by.
Absolutely.
Link, it's the Link headquarters. Is your office there? Are you still in downtown Charleston?
No, our office is there. And, you know, one cool thing that we did with this building, we did this about 2 years ago, we added over 120 solar panels on top of the roof of this building.
Oh, did you do that? You went solar?
Absolutely. And we now produce more energy than we consume on an annual basis.
I've been talking to some folks about this solar, and we mentioned off air that I may be selling my house pretty soon, and I don't know if that would be a wise investment for me or not. I'm weighing my options there, but I'm big into the solar, and you know, I just came from Florida, where I've got a little spot down there, and boy, there's lots of solar down there. I can tell you that
there is, absolutely,
and it's every day. It's a great source of energy. So, and talking with Jeb, the president, or not the president, he is the CEO. I don't want to steal your father's role. Jeb is the CEO. Jeb Pori is the CEO of Link WB. They have three brands: Link Transportation, which we've talked about, this Link Local, which I'm just learning. Wow, that is tailor-made for me. That is tailor-made for our audience. That is tailor-made for this show, My Town, Your Town. And then the third brand is something that I know you've been affiliated with for 22 years, automobile transportation industry. So Link Auto.
Yep.
What's so Link Auto?
One thing that we obviously realized we did is we maintained a fleet of vehicles. So we were constantly doing anything and everything. Oil changes, brake changes, suspension, engine work, transmission.
How'd you make money by that, by the way? How'd you make money doing that all the time?
Well, we had to. That's how we had to keep our fleet going, right?
Right?
So we said, obviously, we have all these tools. We have all these experience. We have a better facility now to manage this and do this. Let's open this up to other small fleets and the general public. So, you know, we have to keep a fleet going 24/7, 365, and it takes a ton of work, expertise, proper tools. And so now we've opened that up to the public and said, hey, let's do this with Link Auto. And so that's what we've done. And now anybody can take advantage of that expertise that we do.
Explain that again. Well, take advantage of what expertise that you
come. Let's say you need something to do with your car, right? If your car breaks down, come get it. We'll repair it. You have AC problems, we'll take care of that. You want to modify it for off-road, we'll take care of that.
You're offering some service for the automobile.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Because you do it anyway.
Right. We constantly.
What kind of fleet are we talking that is operated with CNH and
so yeah, we have roughly anywhere between 25 and 30 cars active at any given time, and we're talking our newer cars are Ford Fusions. We've got some Explorers. We got some Ford Tauruses. We're looking at some hybrid cars again. The reason why we put electric panels on our roof is part of a 10-year plan because we know eventually we're going to go to an electric fleet. And we want to produce as much of that electricity naturally as we possibly can.
Is that where the headquarters is now? I mean, that's that's where you're. That's where all the the fleet is, and that's where all the staff work. Because you used to be in, I call it town, close to the ballpark.
Yeah, down in the
and
east
now,
end.
But you're not there.
No, we're not there anymore.
You're not there.
Right.
You are gone from there.
We're 100% gone.
It's new. You've been there for, like I said, a year or two, but you're having a kind of a formal ribbon.
We got in kind of right before COVID.
Yeah,
and,
kind of tough to have stuff,
And so we've been kind of working on the facility, working on these brands, all this stuff for the last few years. And so that's the whole point of Monday is let's do this Link launch so people can see the new headquarters, they can see the new brands, the new services, everything in place there.
I plan on being there. We hope you do as well. You're welcome to come by. All welcome, no charge to stop by. It starts about 10 a.m. on Monday, July the 17th. It is the Link West Virginia, Link WV ribbon-cutting ceremony. They've been there for a couple years, but they're really making a little splash and letting the community know and letting the media know and doing what we're doing today, learning. They're educating people on their Link brands, which is Link Transportation, Link Local, which, oh my gosh, I can't wait to download that app, and Link Auto. I've just learned that it has nothing to do with what you think it might has to do with. It has to do with if you have an issue with a problem with your automobile, they can service it for you because they do that anyway. So that's a pretty good, that's pretty wise, actually. That's pretty having some foresight, and that's what good business people do. Jeb, you're obviously a good business person. One of my favorite things about people that are adaptable, adaptability is one of the key features of emotional intelligence. So this is showing me that you have high emotional intelligence because you're adapting with, and we talked about it earlier, the evolution of what's happening out there in technology and automobiles, and it happens with the Airbnbs, it happens with ride shares.
Right.
There's now a new service out there. What's the one? Is it Tura? That you can actually, it's like Airbnb for cars. It's just nuts what's happening out there. Mm-hmm. And it's not nuts. It's actually a good thing for the consumer. But you as a business person and you as the CEO of Link, you got to keep up with it.
Yeah.
And you guys are.
You can. And you can do the same thing with Link Transportation, too. So if you want a car, do whatever type of for-hire work you want to do.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be Link work. You can do rideshare work in it. You can do food delivery work in it. We want entrepreneurs to be as successful as they possibly can.
Love it.
So we put together these packages of products and services to help other small companies be successful in the Charleston, West Virginia area.
I love it. We're talking with Jeb Corey. Jeb is the CEO, Link. And however you may be listening today, I didn't say this at the top of the show, whether you're on our website, wscwam.com, you may be listening on 1410 AM or 102.3 FM, or as we're talking here about the Link Local app, you may be listening to the WSCW app. I downloaded the app when I first started doing this show 12 episodes ago, so you may be listening on the app there. But this technology that you guys are doing, just keeping up with everything that's happening, the evolution of technology and ride share, and the whole share is a key word right now. People are sharing their homes, they're sharing their automobiles, they're sharing their condos, they're sharing their tents, they're sharing their one-acre lot by a lake, just go hang out. They're sharing everything and getting compensated for it.
Absolutely.
It's a new world. Yeah. Technology has really opened it up, and we also were talking off air. I mean, the world is so connected now that you can actually be viable financially wherever you want to be and still run things with this technology. When it works, it's pretty smooth. When it doesn't, I don't know what to do.
Things just fall apart.
Jeb, is there a parting shot that people need to know about Link? I'm going to let you go here one more time. Link, LinkWV.com. LinkWV.com. I'll give you 30 seconds for a parting shot, buddy.
Well, again, I just want to say thank you so much for having us on the show. We really do appreciate it. Stop by Monday, 10 a.m. to check out the new headquarters, check out the different products and services that we have. You've said it several times. I do appreciate it. LinkWV. We just launched that website actually today.
Wow.
You should go there. It's just a quick little site where you can get to each of the individual brand sites from it. And when, if you need your car repaired, come see us. If you need a ride, come use our Link Transportation app, our Link Ride app. And if you want to check out small businesses, or if you are a small business in the area and you want to be listed on the Link Local app, please just go to that LinkWV website and check us out, and we'll get you on the app.
Very good. There he is. Good stuff. Jeb Corey, Jeb, the CEO of Link. We'll see you Monday morning at 10 o'clock at 312 21st Street. Jeb, you don't need it, but best of luck to you, my friend. Always good to see you.
Always a pleasure, Jeb.
All right, brother. There he is, Jeb Corey. And we're going to take a quick break. And as promised at the top of the show, when I return, I'll be joined by Mike Dupay. Mike is with Hospice, and we're going to be talking about a very special camp for children, Camp Mendehart. And I will be right back.
The Pitch, Sports Bar and Grill in Dunbar and Kanawha City, would like to invite you to give them a try. And here are a few reasons why. The Pitch makes all their sauces in-house, whether it's wing sauces or delicious dressing for their salads. The Pitch carries a huge variety of craft beer with all of your West Virginia craft beer favorites. You can visit their one-of-a-kind crowler station and try their frost rail at the bar. The Pitch would like to announce that they're now offering catering for any size event. Visit them online for hours and more info. PitchWV.com.
Papa, why can't we telegraph while riding a horse?
Son, there ain't no one to blame but Jeffro. He was riding old Betsy the Stallion, tip-tapping away at his telegraph, when blam! Ran right into the side of the saloon.
Well, if Jeffro can't do it, neither should you. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to My Town, Your Town on News Talk 102.3 and AM 1410.
Rock it, baby.
And we do. We welcome you back into My Town, Your Town. What a wonderful segment with Jeb Corey. Jeb, your CEO with LinkWV. Lots of interesting stuff there. I cannot wait to download the Link Local app. Hope you do as well. I hope you've already got the app downloaded for WSCW as well, our news and talk right here on 1410 AM and 102.3 FM. I am Jim Strawn. I am humbled to serve as your host of My Town, Your Town. And now, as promised at the top of the show, joining me in studio, my dear friend, Mike Dupay. Mike is the director of bereavement and spiritual care with Hospice Care. Mike, it's great to see you, my friend. How are you?
Great to see you too, Jim. Welcome back from Florida.
Yeah, it's good to be back. I got refreshed a little bit. I got reinvigorated. I know you're down there as well, close to where I was. The vitamin D is just really good, right?
Vitamin D is awesome.
And some people call it vitamin C, S-E-A. I like that as well. Yeah. I was in the water a little bit. Did you note how warm the water was down there? Did you get in the water down there?
Yeah. We got into the Gulf.
Did you notice how warm it was?
Oh, yeah. Sure.
It was exhilarating, but not as normal. It was like bathwater in the ocean.
It was bathwater.
I also recognized I would jump into a pool, and it would be really warm, and I would take a shower, and there was no cold water anywhere.
No.
There's no cold water in Florida right now. It is a pretty good heat wave going on down there. I didn't mind it, but I could have used a little cold water. But otherwise, things are great. Those are tough problems to have if I can't find cold water, right?
Absolutely.
I'm living the good life. Mike, I talk to people at the top of the show. You are with Hospice, and I mentioned at the top that we haven't had this camp for a couple years. We didn't have it in 2020. We didn't have it in 2021. I don't know if we had it in 2022.
No.
So it's been 3 or 4 years since we've had Camp Mendehart. We're bringing it back. It is next Saturday, July the 22nd. The camp will be at Camp High Tor down in the, I call it the Winfield-Taze Valley area. It'll start about 8 o'clock in the morning with registration and run till later that afternoon. First of all, before we talk about Camp Mendehart, let's talk about your role with hospice. How long have you been the director of bereavement, Mike?
I've been the director of bereavement now for 21 years.
21 years.
Yep.
I always ask you this, but you must really like it.
I enjoy it. I love it.
It means a lot.
It's a professional choice for me. It fulfills me professionally, personally, spiritually, on many levels.
Yeah, you. It really does align with your soul so well and your purpose. But you had to get some training before you got this role. So talk to the audience a little bit about what it took to get you where you are as far as some education and some experiences, and talk a little bit about your journey of your evolution to get where you are today, Mike.
Sure. Yeah, my journey to get to hospice was kind of unique, actually. Like most people's journeys are unique. Went to Marshall University and got an undergrad degree in psychology, and wasn't sure what I was going to do with that, so I joined the Air Force, and I was in the Air Force for a while. Got out of the Air Force, decided to go back and pick up my master's from Marshall, and got a master's in counseling, and then started to work at hospice in 1995, and haven't looked back since.
It was
a good experience. I've been to some really good training programs through hospice as well.
Yeah. Well over 20 years. One of our guests here today, our guest right now, is Mike Dupay. Mike is the Director of Bereavement and Spiritual Care with Hospice. Camp Mendehart, I've said it, I've talked about it, but we haven't really dived into what is Camp Mendehart. I'm going to let you explain to the audience, Mike, what the mission of that camp is and who it's for. We know it's for kids, but what kids should be at this camp?
Sure. We're having Camp Mendehart, and it's for grieving children, those that have lost a loved one. And we want to present an atmosphere of healing and also fun, but also grief education. So those folks or those children who have lost someone are eligible to give us a call at our phone number at hospice.
The phone number is 304-768-8523. You can also go to hospicecarewv.org, hospicecarewv.org. And if you call or go and see about Camp Mendehart, and it doesn't cost anything, does it, Mike?
No, it's a free camp. It's a one-day camp.
It's a one-day camp.
And the registration starts at 8 o'clock a.m.
Okay.
On July 22nd.
At Camp High Tor next Saturday, July 22nd, registration will begin. We hope to get you registered prior to that. So call and get in so we know that you're coming. And again, it's for kids who have lost a loved one. Is it kids that have lost a loved one recently, or could it have been 4 or 5 years ago, Mike?
Well, it could. It's mostly recently.
Recent.
But it can also reach back. It just really depends on the degree to which the child is struggling with their grief. You know, we're communicating and targeting children that mostly have had a recent loss, but sure, you know, a year or two or three, if they're still grieving that loss, they're more than eligible to come and join us at Camp High Tor.
Ages 3 or 4 up to?
No, 5.
Ages 5 up to like 16, 17?
Our sweet spot is about 5 to 15 years
old. Okay, 5 to 15 is a good age. And so kids will come out. If they get some education, we'll talk about the staff that's going to be there. But let's talk about the schedule. You're weaving in some fun, but you're weaving in some grief counseling and some education as well. So talk about the day. What's going to unfold for the campers that day?
Well, like we said earlier, we're looking for a fun day, but also an educational day, and also a very interactive day. So we want children to interact with each other, interact with our grief staff, interact with the games that we have. We have a lot of team games and team activities slated. Mm-hmm. For example, during the registration, once the children come in, and they'll get a camp T-shirt.
Nice.
So once they get the camp T-shirt around 8:15, they'll immediately go into wiffle ball.
I love me some wiffle ball.
So we're gonna start playing a little wiffle ball just to pass the time to get all the kids assembled at camp. And once we go through the wiffle ball routine, we'll start with the camp rules and lay down those rules and just kind of how we want them to behave and interact with us during that camp. And then right at 8:45, we're going to start a team event called Team Pictionary.
Okay.
So we're going to have the, if you're familiar with Pictionary.
Yeah, of course.
It'll be a team event, and children will compete to try to get all the Pictionary objects that we have slated there. And then the winner will get a gold medal. The second place will get a silver medal, and third place gets a bronze medal. So we're trying to do an icebreaker there and get them interacted and warmed up to us and to the camp.
And as far as the number of campers that you can accommodate, you know, fairly well, and make sure that they are safe and get the education and counseling and have fun, how many campers? 20, 25, 30?
Yeah, 40? We're up to about 30 is a good number for us. Okay. We generally get between 20 and 25 every year.
That's a good number.
That's a good number. It sure is. It's very manageable, and the kids get the individual attention that they need and want, and we're able to interact with that number very well.
I know it's very structured, and you're going to have some time for maybe some discussion, but is the pool still functioning out there?
Oh, yes.
The pool's still functioning. They'll get a little
pool
time. They'll get some pool time. They'll get some free time. I'm sure you're offering some lunch for the campers as well. So it's a pretty full day up until about 4 o'clock in the afternoon, right?
Yeah. Like I said, during the team Pictionary race, we also have another event. We're going to do a team spoon race.
Oh, spoon race.
Where the children will have the spoon and try to carry ping pong ball. It's a relay race.
I was going to say, we used to do that with an egg, but ping pong balls are harder because they're lighter.
And ping pong balls are cleaner.
Yeah, much cleaner. Much cleaner, Mike.
Yes. Indeed. And we're going to do a memory box. So the morning is going to be some team exercises, and then we're going to do some grief education.
So the memory box, I mean, are they prepared to bring stuff, or how do you do that?
No, they don't have to bring anything to put in the memory box at that time.
Okay.
What we're going to do is give them a white blank box.
We're going to make a box.
Right, and then they're going to do some artistic creation with it.
They're making a memory. Okay.
They'll draw on it. They'll put some stickers on it. Sweet. And what they'll do, the goal here is to create a memory that represents the spirit and the memory of the one they lost.
Love it.
Yeah, so it's going to be one of those creative events where they can create it and just design it perfectly for themselves, and then they can put the memories and the items in the box later.
That's awful sweet.
But we also have some inflatables too. We got inflatables coming.
Yeah.
So thank you to Quantum Party Rentals.
Yeah, so that kids can jump.
They can jump.
They can slide probably a little bit.
Yeah, so it's going to be a sliding thing. I think it's going to be a maze kind of event. We have a game bus there.
Aaron's fun to work with at Quantum. That's good stuff. And Janice, those are good people. That's awesome.
I'm in contact with Janice.
Yeah. Thank you, Janice, if you're listening. We hope you are, by the way. Go ahead, Mike.
So the game bus, and so they're going to have some interactive activities there with those inflatables and the game bus. And then during that time also, we're going to have some tables set up for they can put together some memory bracelets, so they can create a bracelet with a loved one's name on it. And they can wear it around their wrist or necklace or their ankles. So that's going to be available. Some other arts and crafts things like a wave bottle, which kind of represents the emotions that the children are experiencing. Then lunch breaks at about 12:20. Going to have some pizza.
Oh, nice.
And then right after that, we're going to bring in some therapy dogs.
Are they like service dogs / therapy dogs, or is there a difference?
Yes. No, they're therapy dogs / service dogs.
Okay.
Exactly.
They're so well trained. They're so good.
And we're looking forward to that.
Yeah.
Because we're going to have an obstacle
course.
We're going to have around 3 or 4, maybe 5 dogs.
And they're going to do the obstacle course with the kids, or the kids are going to watch the dogs do the obstacle course?
Yeah, the kids will watch the dogs
do the obstacle course. That's great entertaining value right there. Worth the weight in gold to see these dogs, and I'm sure they'll get to pet them afterwards.
Yes.
And be with them.
And interact with them. And the trainers teach them how to approach a dog to not scare or frighten the dog. And that's which is always important, because children see a dog, they want to go up and pet it. But there's a proper way to go to the dog.
I'm trying to figure out now what my favorite part would be, wiffle ball or the service dog. I mean, that's a toss-up for
me. We haven't even talked about swimming yet.
Oh, I love to swim too, by the way. Oh, this is a great day. Yeah, go ahead, Mike.
Yeah, so the therapy dogs, of course, with the obstacle course is going to be a good event. And then right after that, we're going to do a balloon toss. So we're going to have some water balloons. And
that's where the little mess comes in, maybe, but it's only water.
It's only water.
It's not yolk.
Yeah, and they're getting ready to go swimming, too, so that's kind of you're going to get a little bit, maybe a little bit wet, but they want to get wet at that point, because hopefully it'll be a warm summer day and a sunny day.
I've already ordered you a nice day, by the way.
Thank you.
Yeah,
we need that.
I got your back.
We need that.
Yeah. And it's next Saturday, folks, July the 22nd. It'll get started about 8 o'clock in the morning. It's a Camp High Tour. It's the Tri-County YMCA's Camp High Tour That's H-I-G-H-T-O-R. If you're just wondering how that was spelled, Camp High Tour. But it'll start about 8 o'clock in the morning. It's brought to you by Hospice Care WV. It is Camp Mend a Heart. We're talking with the Director of Bereavement and Spiritual Care with Hospice Care WV, Mike Dupe. Mike will be out at the Camp Mend a Heart next Saturday, July the 22nd. He's describing the fun day that the campers are going to have. Ideally, about 25-ish or so campers. Get a hold of Hospice Care by calling 304-768-8523. 768-8523. Go to hospicecarewv.org. Make sure that your child gets registered, ages 5 to about 15, maybe 16. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't cost you anything to be a part of this camp, but we need to get you registered. Mike, we talked about your training and what you've gone through to be prepared to do what you do today, but we're going to have camp staff out there. About how many staff members, do they all work with hospice, or do you have some subcontractors, or do you have volunteers? What's the staff makeup, Mike?
Sure. We have hospice staff. Consists of a nurse, of course, bereavement counselors, and there'll be about four of those with us, and then we got some hospice chaplains, a couple chaplains. Okay. And so we're going to have a full-on staff, but we also have 10 hospice volunteers.
Oh, gosh, it's going to be a full boat out there.
Yes, so we have plenty of supervision to make sure the kids just enhance their day and keep them, just make sure they have a safe day as well. It's a fun day.
So it's nice having this camp back. Like I said, we haven't had it since 2019. And prior to that, about how many Camp Mend a Heart did we have under our belt? 4, 5, or 6?
Oh, no, more than that.
10, 15? Oh, so it's
been I was going to say about 10 to 15.
Okay. I wasn't aware. So talk about your experience with the campers that have gone through Camp Mend a Heart. What do you see? What do you feel? Have any campers come up to you, you know, 5 or 10 years later? What do you hope to accomplish, and what have you actually physically seen with your own eyes, Mike, the transformation of the children?
That's a good question. What we're hoping for is, you know, a day of healing. And we believe that grief shared is grief diminished.
Okay.
And there'll be a lot of that, and a lot of interaction, of course, with counselors, hopefully working with them and sharing that, you know, you can have these strong emotions but also have fun and still be a child and look forward to interacting and having a fun day, having an educational day, being able to reintegrate, you know, back into themselves in more of a, hate to use the word normal, but more of a familiar way of how they were. But when you lose somebody close, you're changed forever. You know, we know that when you lose a parent or a sibling or a friend, it just changes us forever. But an interesting story, one day my wife and I were shopping over here at St. Albans for a furniture store, and I was kicking back on a recliner that I was testing out because I wanted to buy this recliner. And next thing I know, this 12, 13-year-old boy just sits down next to me, and he looks at me and says, "Mike, do you remember me?" And I said, "Yeah, I remember you." He goes, "I was at your camp."
Aww.
He goes, "And I just remembered how much fun I had and how much it really, really helped me. And I just want to thank you for that."
That's why you do it.
And it was a random chance meeting, buying furniture in the St. Albans furniture
store. I just got to chill. That's why you do what you do, Mike.
Exactly.
For those smiles and those powerful, meaningful moments that we know kids are listening. We know they need us. And sometimes they don't know how to show that they are thankful for that camp.
We validate their experience and normalize it as much as we can, and know that you're going through a difficult time. Mm-hmm. That, you know, extraordinary people get through difficult times. And we encourage them, we reassure them, we communicate with them, we give them plenty of one-on-one attention. Mm-hmm. And we just encourage that you got this, you can do this with the help of good support and some friends.
If you know someone who could use Camp Mend a Heart, and I'm sorry for your loss, but this Camp Mend a Heart is great for children ages 5 to 15-ish. Give Hospice Care a call if you think your son or daughter, or you know a family that has a son or daughter that could really use this camp. Give Hospice Care a call. Get registered for Camp Mend a Heart 2023. It's July the 22nd at Camp High Tour. It'll start at 8 o'clock in the morning, go to about 4:30 that afternoon or so. 304-768-8523, 768-8523, Hospice Care, WV. It is time for Camp Mend a Heart, brought to you by Hospice Care. I'll give you a parting shot, Mike, and thank anybody that you need to thank that helped make Camp Mendaheart come to fruition, not just the Tri-County YMCA and the hospice care, but I'm sure there's others.
Sure, yeah. Well, first of all, our staff at hospice, our executive director and our management team have been very, very supportive, and I appreciate all those members of our hospice team that supports us and helps us coordinate this, get this together, especially our volunteer department.
Yeah, I was going to say volunteers.
Yep, critical. Volunteers are critical for hospice.
And they're hard to come by these days, folks, so thank you for volunteering.
They are. But you know what? We make it fun. We give them a purpose and a mission and make it fun and enjoyable. So they are also receiving personal and professional satisfaction for being a hospice volunteer. So thank you, volunteer department. Thank you, Jeff Sikorowski. Got to give Jeff a shout-out.
My boy, Jeff.
Yep, I'm sure he's listening, and thanking Jeff for his support and for his
coordination. My boy.
Good man. Good
he's
man.
A good feller.
And Budget Blinds. Budget Blinds was a sponsor for
Richard us. Richard Schell, right? Richard, that's right. Thank you, Richard.
Yep, Richard gave us some money to help ensure the success of camp, and my own brother, Dan Dupay.
Dan Dupay, who I met back in the late 80s and probably haven't seen him since the late 80s. Yep. I met him. And thank you, Dan. If you're listening online, we appreciate you. And
Dan DuPay, Insurance Schools. Insurance Schools is the company that he works for, and he's given us a very generous donation, so I appreciate my brother.
Did I say on my TV show that I was going to, Jim Strawn and Company was going to donate some money to the camp?
Yes, Jim, you did.
You got to remind me.
I'm reminding you.
I'm reminding me. I just reminded myself. So Jim Strawn and Company's in for just a little donation to support your campers. I don't have it on me today, but... Emily sitting here filming this, and Emily's working with Jim Strawn and Company, and we thank Emily Doddle. Emily will remind me to get a donation to hospice care for Camp Mendaheart as she shakes her head. So Mike, I'm on the public record twice now.
Twice.
And I got somebody to make sure that I do that, okay?
Jim, you
got to
open up that checkbook.
Oh, I want to. It's just a matter of, I'm dualist sometimes. I have good intentions, and I just need to follow through, and I want to. And folks, if you want to make a donation to hospice care for Camp Mendaheart, I'm sure Jeff will take your call. Mike will take your call.
Sure will.
Someone will take your call. 304-768-8523. 768-8523. That's all the time we have for in this segment, Mike. Mike, I appreciate you. I appreciate what you stand for, who you are, what you do every day. And that's why you're on a show like this, because it's good people doing good work, and that's what you do.
It's great being here with you, Jim. Always a fun time and always informative. Thank you.
There he is, Mike Dupay, the Director of Spiritual Care and Bereavement with Hospice Care. The show is clipping by. We have one more segment left. It's with my boy DJ EJ, and when I return, I'll be talking to one of the hottest DJs in West Virginia, DJ EJ, and I shall be right back.
ADHD. It's the child who can't pay attention or sit still in school, right? The answer may be yes. Attention Deficit Hyperactivity Disorder, or ADHD, can be complicated, and it can last a lifetime. Up to 75% of children and adolescents with ADHD have at least one additional mental disorder that requires a comprehensive approach to treatment. Learn more at moretoadhd.com. This message brought to you in partnership with ADDA, ACO, and CHAD.
If a natural disaster comes knocking, how prepared is your family? You can't just close the door on earthquakes, floods, or hurricanes and hope they go away. That's why it's important to make a plan now. Ready.gov/plan has the tools and tips you need to prepare your family for an emergency. So if disaster shows up at your doorstep, you'll be ready. Visit ready.gov/plan and make a plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Very fine house.
Welcome back to My Town, Your Town on News Talk 102.3 and AM 1410.
And we do. We welcome you back in our final segment of episode number 12 of My Town, Your Town. EJ, you're going to talk right into that mic. Get right up there and talk into that mic. Thank you, Mike Dupay. Speaking of mics, DJ EJ is with us. We had a great conversation to start this segment, this episode, with Jeb Corey. Jeb, the CEO of Link, linkwb.com. We just talked to Mike Dupay and catching up about Camp Mendaheart. First time they've been able to have that camp since 2019. Give hospice care a call if you'd like to learn more about Camp Mendaheart. And now I've been teasing it the entire 40 minutes of episode number 12 of My Town, Your Town. I call him one of the hottest entertainers, hottest DJs, hottest artists. He's just a hot, hot entrepreneur, hot businessman, whatever you want to call this guy. He is on it. He's the man. He's everywhere. I don't know if he's sleeping. And I know what this is like because I did this when I was his age. He's a young man. I'm getting old now. I'm passing the baton over to DJ EJ. We'll welcome you into My Town, Your Town. How are you, brother?
Good morning, Jim. I'm doing all right. How's everybody out there today?
We're all good. We're all good. You're doing good. You've been busy, my friend. Let's talk a little bit about your journey. We got about 15, 20 minutes here, EJ Price, DJ EJ. Talk about your journey. Where are you from, my friend, and how did you get to Charleston, West Virginia?
So I'm originally from Kaiser, West Virginia, Eastern Panhandle. Did my college years living in Beckley, West Virginia. And those two tie-in, people ask, how did you get started in DJing? And professionally at this level, I've been in Charleston 12 years DJing, about 15 years adding in Beckley. So at this level is how long I've been doing it. At this style, but as a kid living in Kaiser, West Virginia, I was always interested and always following around my mentor, DJ Wise, from Kaiser, West Virginia, and was always that kid at the school parties wanting to know how in the world are we getting two songs to be one entire long song and not stop and put songs over top of each other and get these artists to be rapping or singing over top of somebody else's song.
I was so you intrigued early with the artistry of mixing.
Yes.
That really intrigued you. Probably that was the catch for you. That was a snag.
Yeah, that was a big thing. That was when I first learned that breakthrough of how to actually get two songs to sound as one and the techniques to do so. That was just like a whole new world that opened up. It was so exciting.
It is very much an art, and you have mastered it, my friend. And I know you continue to grow. But you've been DJing for about 15 years in and around Charleston for about 12. And I said, you know, just about whether it's a breakfast meeting or a brunch meeting or a lunch meeting or a press conference or a mid-afternoon tea or an early evening thing or a late night thing or an after-hours thing, it's almost like there's 24 hours in a day. It's almost like you have played within every segment of that 24 hours somewhere, somehow.
That's right. I've played a lot of late night. I've done a lot of early 7 a.m., 8 a.m.
I know.
Partnering with some people like Rays, West Virginia Rays.
Yeah.
They've had me down at the Capitol Complex before at 8 a.m. Yeah. And I'm in there playing some like good feel-good vibes for the kids as they're coming in and promoting some tobacco-free energy. And it's 8 a.m. and I'm in there playing, you know, Pitbull and some disco and some house and electronic dance music.
And you also get people, you know, pumping on the bicycle sometimes at 6 and 5 a.m. in the morning. That, you know, that music, that vibe. You bring the vibe, right? Is that how do you describe what you do?
Always the good vibes. And what I like to describe it as a DJ is just a vibe curator. Being able to take the energy in the room, read the crowd, read what's going on, whether it's dinner time or if we're playing at the bike studio, the cycling studio, Zen Energy.
Mm-hmm.
I've been there. Or if we're doing all the way something to the scale of Girls Night Out or Wine and Jazz. All of these different events require a different level of
engagement. You've literally had audiences of 5 to 10 and 5 to 10,000.
Correct.
It doesn't necessarily matter to you. We love the crowd, but we love the intimacy of a small audience sometime. What continues to, and I know you, EJ, I'm going to let you talk to the audience about what continues to drive you about wanting this vibration to be so positive throughout Charleston, the Kanawha Valley, and your home state of West Virginia. What continues to drive you? Not necessarily that you want to be everywhere, but you just want to see us thrive, right?
Yeah, and a lot of people, I think, from the outside looking in, when they think of West Virginia, they don't think about the entertainment side of things. And if they do, it's traditionally like your live bands or maybe your bluegrass bands or country, any kind of, you know, things that are traditionally seen as entertaining in West Virginia. DJs aren't something that people really think about. And so my goal is to be able to keep pushing the Appalachian sound, because we are so niche, there is so much talent here, other DJs, good bands, bands and DJs that collaborate like myself and the Redline Band.
Mm-hmm.
It's always all about the blueprint that I feel like we have, where these things aren't traditionally thought of or even acted on. Mm-hmm. I want to live in that blueprint and create that kind of energy to where it is fun and new for people here.
You're certainly a professional guy. This is your profession.
Mm-hmm.
This is not a hobby for you. You have done it for years, and you're thriving in it now. What, as a business person, as an entrepreneur, as an artist, as an entertainer, all those rolled into one, what is the future for DJ EJ? What is the next 2 years, 3 years, 5 years? And I know you're in your mid-30s, right? What does the next 5 to 10 years look like? Or even... And the next 3 to 10 years look like?
Hip-hop doesn't have an age limit on it. DJing and DJs are the cornerstone of hip-hop music and the hip-hop culture. The beauty is, the excitement and the beauty of being a DJ is there is no retirement age. And me, I am a DJ more so than the action and the activity of DJing. I live life, everything as a DJ. So what that means is, 35, 45 years old, 55. I'm always going to love music.
You know, I'm pushing 65. Oh, yep. We're still going strong, right?
Yes, that's right. Yeah, yeah. So there is no age to retire. That's not even in a thought. But the beauty is I'll always love music. I'll always play with music. I may not be able to lift the turntables, but if I have a pair already set up somewhere, I can press buttons and play with music. So there is no stopping.
You're going to be doing this for a while.
For a long time, as long as I can, and as long as you stay up on your music and you stay up on what's trending in pop culture, hip-hop culture, music culture, it doesn't matter how old you are, you just have to know how to take care of your crowd.
How do you stay up? You know, we were talking with Jeb Coy earlier in this show about how fast and how quickly the evolution of technology and music and sharing people's homes and sharing rides and sharing automobiles and just the whole culture of share and technology, and you can be in St. Pete one day and Charleston the next. You could broadcast from Australia like you're back in Charleston, or you can be in Australia and people can hear you in Charleston. I mean, the world is just wide open. How do you keep up with the change and the evolution and some of the artists that you're following, and how do you keep up with music and just everything in general? How do you keep up?
Man, that's a good question. That's a loaded question for sure. I keep up on as much things moving forward and trying to stay updated and active on the newest technology, because there is a lot of learning curves. And it's the good and the bad side of where we live. If you have the newest, freshest gear and technology, there's really not anybody here that is also learning some of the things that I'm learning, and vice versa. So you really have to spend a lot of time on YouTube University.
Mm-hmm. So you do that.
I do a lot of YouTube.
Okay.
I do reach
out
to...
That's good insight.
Yep. I reach out to other DJs and other larger networks. Mm-hmm. And I think I have a lot of success doing that, because I ask questions with a real West Virginia humbled heart. I don't ask questions to try to take from anybody. I'm just as involved in this culture as the next person who loves it as well. And I think that message is why people feel comfortable with, swapping information with me and vice versa.
I think not long ago, or maybe it was last year, because time goes so quickly, but you like to hang out in the culture. You like to learn from folks who maybe have gone before you, maybe so-called bigger markets in Charleston, West Virginia. So you like to go and hang out with them and learn. So you're just learning osmosisly by just being around it, right?
And that's the best way. That's the most organic way to learn anyways. Yeah. For instance, I'll be in Pittsburgh is one of my favorite towns. Okay. And I also partner
Love
with I partner with another DJ collective up there that has some really skilled DJs, and Pittsburgh Digital DJs. Check them out on social media. But just being able to be on their roster and be mentioned with a larger market group like that, I'll be up there on Monday hanging out with that crew. And then also next month I'll be in Atlantic City doing an actual DJ expo.
So you're in Pittsburgh on Monday, 17th?
Yeah, nice. Monday, Tuesday,
and then,
Wednesday.
Then going to Atlantic City in Jersey?
Going to Atlantic City, New Jersey in this first week of August.
Okay.
And going to a whole DJ networking
Sweet.
Expo, and then coming back home and doing Girls Night Out that same week.
I was going to ask you about Girls Night Out. We've got about 5 or 6 minutes left. We're talking with DJ EJ, EJ Price, the premier DJ in West Virginia, all things Kanawha Valley and all events, and just all around good guy. Happy anniversary, by the way,
yesterday
with you and your bride. But we were going to talk about Girls Night Out, but you do, that's a biggie. But you, I mean, you've done Festival, you've done some pretty big things with the Regatta. You've done some pretty big things with Red Line Band, as you mentioned. You've done some quaint parties, and you've done these big ones. Girls Night Out is coming August the 12th. It's going to be at the Charleston Convention Center. I'm not even going to come close to asking you what is your favorite event, because I'm not even going to ask you that. I'm just going to throw it out there like that. But I mentioned Festival at the Clay Center and Girls Night Out. You have some others. What are some things that stand out? You're like, man, I'm glad I have the honor to do this one.
Man, you know, I just had with Regatta a couple weeks ago, I had partnered with the Regatta team, and one of the coolest niche events that I've done was DJing at the skate park.
Ah, fun.
Because
neat.
Skating, hip-hop, culture, all of those things are hand in hand, and to be able to be in West Virginia and Charleston and be able to, I took time to create a sound that was conducive that skateboarders appreciate, that BMX riders appreciate. So that was such a niche, cool experience that I got to have, and I made some great connections with Mia and the Cura fam out there, and I'm excited to partner back with them some more and do some more cool things with them.
Girls Night Out coming October or August the 12th, as I mentioned. You're part of that this year again, right?
Yes.
That you bring the party. It is a party with a purpose. I'm going to do a TV show on that later today, and it'll air for the next few weeks on our Public Access TV channel. So hopefully you can check that out as well. But Girls Night Out, party with a purpose, raising money for the Family Resolve Program and domestic violence. But it's a lot of girls, all ages. We mentioned age is just a number earlier. But they're having a blast, and you're bringing it to them, EJ. You love that, right?
I'm super excited. We're actually going to have a live drummer alongside of me. Sweet. As well, my partner, Michael Davis. And, man, he's the man with the illest hands in the land.
Love it. That's a great description.
Yep.
August the 12th for Girls Night Out. Our guest has been DJ EJ, EJ Price. We've got about a minute left here in this segment, EJ. Is there anything, a parting shot that you want the audience to know about you, about your future, or something that I have not asked you already? I'll give you the next 30 to 60 seconds to give us a parting shot.
For sure. So even though my calendar is heavily booked most Fridays, all Saturdays, I definitely wanted to encourage people to still reach out to me on any social media platform, especially Instagram, at PlayDJEJ. That's PLAY. DJ EJ on Instagram, Facebook, Threads, playdjej.com, all across the board. So please don't be discouraged and think that I'm always so booked that I don't have time, because you might get lucky. A lot of people get lucky on those random dates.
I mean, he is a busy guy, but I know for firsthand, he'll always take your call. He'll always reply to any request on his social sites. It is playdjej on Instagram, playdjej. You can also find him on Facebook, but he loves Instagram. That's his platform. EJ, it's been a pleasure. It's been an honor having you on. I'm proud of you. Best of luck to you in the future. And keep swinging, my friend. I know that you will.
Thank you so much, Jim. We'll be back. We got a follow-up. We'll be back sometime later.
Yes, we'll do it again. That's all the time we have for on this edition of My Town, Your Town. This has been episode number 12, and I am Jim Strawn, humbled to serve as the host of this radio program, My Town, Your Town, WSCWAM.com, 1410 AM, 102.3 FM, and hopefully you're listening to us maybe on the News Talk app. I look forward to being with you next week for episode number 13. In the meantime, have a great, 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 meaningful, powerful weekend. Align your soul with whatever you do. Be safe and have fun, and we'll talk to you next Friday. Thank you.
The following is made possible by Dad.
Why was the basketball court all wet? Because the players kept dribbling all over it.
The Dad Joke. Corny, groan-worthy, but also one of the simplest ways to share a moment with your kids.
Why do you have to be careful when it's raining cats and dogs? Because you might step in a poodle.
And kids that spend more time with their dads grow up to be smarter, more successful.
Can I tell you a cat joke? Just kidding.
And with any luck, funnier adults.
Why didn't the skeleton go to the dance? Because he didn't have any body to go with.
Dad jokes rule. So take a moment to make a moment and give your kid a laugh. It's as easy as going to fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
That's really funny.
1410 AM, WSCW and W272DW, 102.3 FM, South Charleston, an LM communication station.